Hello and welcome to DPI Weekly Radio Station Show. We're going to talk a little bit today to a young lady named Misty Metal. She has a very unique experience to share with us. If anyone would like to call in and, you know, participate in the show, the number is 657-383-1287. With that, I just want to go straight into the story. We also we also have, as always, our co-host, Lex Hotep. Welcome, Lex Hotep. How are you?
Yay, Lex Hotep.
Doing very good. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, thank you. And I believe that Joe's with us again today. Is that right?
Yes, I am here.
All right, well, good deal.
Hey, Joe. We got
everybody. We're ready. We're just going to jump right into this with Misty Metal. I'd like to preface it by saying she does have a very unique story to tell. And feel free at the end of the story to ask questions, okay?
Or in the middle of the story. I mean, I don't have a problem. I don't feel like you're going to interrupt me or anything.
All right.
If you have a question you want to ask right away, go right ahead.
So with that being said, I'm going to leave it up to Misty Metal. Misty, go ahead and start at the beginning, if you would. Tell us about the what happened.
Okay. Well, me and my family, I have one sister, mom and dad. We moved into this big old farmhouse when I was 11 years old. And the family was excited. Well, me and my sister were mostly excited because it was the first time we could each have our own room, you know. And I'm sure everybody's kind of had that experience, and, you know, it's exciting. And so we started moving in, you know. Everything felt fine, seemed fine as soon as we moved in. Well, let me tell you real quick. My dad was a farmer, and he farmed for the owner of the house. And he took care of hogs and the baby pigs and all. So he worked, the midnight graveyard shift. So he was gone a lot. And so me and my mom and my sister were alone all night long. And the very first night, we went to, settle in and go to bed, and all of a sudden we started hearing a man upstairs walking around in the hallway, and it sounded like he had real heavy boots on, and it was like he was stomping around. It sounded so loud, and it scared us to death, and I took a knife. I went and got a big butcher knife because I thought someone broke into our house. And I was so scared. And, you know, I kind of creeped up the stairs and looked, and I didn't see anything. And he kept walking around, and then doors were slamming down in the kitchen. We heard people talking upstairs, and, you know, so we had this big old Newfoundland, so I went out and got her and brought her in, and it bothered her really bad, too. So this continued, and I thought, well, hell, this is scary down here.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go up in my bedroom and sleep.
Could I interrupt you for just a moment?
Yeah, sure.
I want to go back to something you said. You heard heavy footsteps upstairs.
Very heavy.
Now Lex Hotep.
Like a big, big man. A real big man.
And it sounded like he was wearing boots, correct?
Boots.
All
right. Yeah, like cowboy boots.
Yeah. Now, Lex Hotep, correct me if I'm wrong here. But I don't believe that was a man at all. I think that was a cloven-hoofed demon.
Yep.
I don't think it's a man with heavy boots. I believe it to be a cloven-hoofed demon. Now, go ahead and tell the rest of your story.
Sure. Okay, so that activity continued, but, you know, it was so scary down there anyway, so I thought, you know what? That happened upstairs, but I don't care. I'm going to go up, I'm going to be brave, and I am going to sleep in my own bed, in my own room, you know. I'm not going to let them scare me. And I went up, because my dad had come home, him and mom and were in bed, and I'm going to sleep in my bed. Well,
excuse, did you have a question, Lex Hotep?
I just have to say, you have to be complimented. It took you a lot of nerve to go up there, even with a knife. I mean, I wouldn't have done it.
No. Well, she's a brave young lady, trust me. She has been through so much, and she's very courageous. She really
yes.
is. I'm very proud of her. Go ahead and tell them what happened.
Okay, so here comes the really scary part. Okay, guys, I fell asleep. I was very uneasy, and I did fall asleep, and all of a sudden, I was asleep, but I felt very uneasy, and I was having strange dreams, and all of a sudden, I just, couldn't breathe, and I, took a deep breath, and I sat up really quick in bed, and I was like, what the hell? And
hang on, let me ask you a question. You say you couldn't breathe. Were you feeling choked?
No, I wasn't feeling choked. I think I was having more of a panic attack. I felt uneasy.
Okay, all right.
And so I woke up, and I looked straight ahead, and in my window without curtains or curtains pushed aside, I saw this portal and or a wormhole, whichever you are used to calling it, and there was this
vortex.
Demon face. Only the face, no full,
body apparition.
Body apparition. It was just the
face. What exactly did it look like?
I'm sorry, ask that again.
What did it look like?
Yeah.
I am going to tell you right now. Okay, this was 1982. And I will tell you exactly what it looked like. Has anybody ever seen the movie In the Mouth of Madness?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
that's what it was. That exact demon. The and the mouth, I was looking at it. I saw the portal kind of, the movement, but not like that. You know the heat off of pavement?
Yeah.
What it looks like?
Yep.
And that was around it. And I looked at this demon, and I just froze. And that's what it looked like exactly, you guys. These movies haven't come out yet, okay?
Yeah, The Mouth of Madness wasn't made until 1995.
Okay.
Keep in mind, this is 82.
82.
And she claims to have seen a portal with a demon face coming out of it, its mouth wide open.
But it would roll. It moves like, it didn't come out of it. Didn't do it. But it just sat there. There was movement, and he rolled his face, and he opened his mouth and closed it, and he would be like, and make growling demon sounds at me, and then he would move to another wall, to keep a different, eye on me, at the side of my, closet, and
Joe has a question for you.
Okay.
Did it feel like you were being pulled into it, like some kind of, vortex would suck you in? Did it feel like that?
Did it feel like I was being pulled into a vortex?
Yeah.
No, it didn't. I was frozen, and no, I didn't feel like I was being pulled at all. And maybe that's because I was a little girl. I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that. But he was just there to
intimidate
me. and scare me and feed off me little at a time.
Let me ask you, I want to go back to something you said earlier, that you heard many voices.
We did.
Okay. What this sounds like to me is a classic case of demon infestation.
Oh, it was infested.
Yeah, and what they like to do is oppress at that point. And this is, seems to me like what was going on. You were already infested. And they,
it was already infested, absolutely.
It sounds like they had started their oppression part. See, demons work that way.
Mm-hmm.
They start an infestation, then they start to oppress people,
mm-hmm.
and they will oppress them to the point to where they give up and give in,
mm-hmm.
and that's when possession begins. Now, but at any time,
that happened.
Did you get touched in any way? Did it attach itself to you? Did it give you like scratches or anything like that?
No, I never got scratched, and I never got touched.
Okay.
And I think
how many times did it happen?
Child.
Go ahead, Lexotep. What were you saying?
How many times did that happen?
Every night. He was in my room every night.
Also, she's seen shadow creatures.
Oh, I saw shadow, dark shadow men.
Creatures.
creatures, not men. Not the shape of a man, no. I saw many shadow creatures. I don't know what the hell they were, you guys. This was
okay, I'm going to jump in there for a second and explain kind of what demons are. Really what they are is the disembodied spirits of the giants, the Nephilim, the Raphaim, the Moabites and stuff like that. They are the
mm-hmm.
that's where the word demon comes from, is disembodied. And there are some that have been beneficial to mankind, like, you know, when Solomon was building the temple, he used the keys of Solomon to use the demons to make that temple. There have been, the Jewish mysticism, the Kabbalah, was handed down by a demon to people. There have been demons, you know, that sometimes have actually helped people gain knowledge and wisdom. And some are actually kind of beneficial to mankind, but some are just evil as hell. So
yeah,
that's what they are.
These were evil. I didn't know what to do. Like I said, my dad was gone a lot, and it was just me and my mom and my sister. I was 11 years old. My sister was 9. And my mom, you know, I'm not going to say, but she had an extremely hard life, and she was very afraid to be out there in the country in the first place, you know, in a regular country house. She was just not liking it.
Well, let me say.
And she heard the footsteps and the doors banging. Nobody else saw the demon.
You know, in Jewish mysticism, too, and I want to go back to the stomping, you know, what you thought were boots, I believe was probably cloven hooves. And in Jewish mysticism, they talk about a certain demon called a Minotaur, which is kind of like a Minotaur, like it's a bull animal.
Oh,
it's a Nephilim.
Absolutely.
According to Enoch, the fallen angels not only reproduced with humans, but they also injected their DNA into the animals that existed on Earth at the time.
Yes.
And they were actual living beings. And I think you may have experienced one of these Minotaurs, because they are common, and they are cloven-hoofed, and they do like to scare. They love to oppress.
Boy, I'm glad I didn't see that thing. You know, I could get a trigger. See, I get triggers and I remember things. And I, because I was a little girl and I was so scared, you guys. We wouldn't even go upstairs during the day. And I would only go upstairs at nighttime if my mom and dad were in bed. But you know, even that, and I sat there and I watched this demon, but when he appeared, I knew it. I started having anxiety in my sleep, and I would wake up.
Well, can I ask you this? How do you know it was a he as opposed to a she? Because, you know...
I don't know. I didn't say he,
well,
did I?
Well, yeah, you said when he had appeared, but that's okay.
I meant demon would appear.
The reason I ask is because in Jewish mysticism, Lilith is also cloven-hoofed. And I was just... But
I just meant the demon, I guess.
But she's very hands-on. She likes to touch. She can look like a man, you know, for a woman, or she can also turn herself into a female form for men. And she likes to touch and, sexually gratify herself.
Right.
And I was wondering, had you ever been touched in any way?
I don't remember being touched.
Okay. Well, you know, the early Egyptian Christians had the Gnostics is what they called them.
Right.
They had a demonic, many of them. They believed that there was a universe, an unseen one that surrounds this one. And within it, there are good demons and there are bad demons. And the bad ones they called archons.
Mm-hmm.
And what these archons would do is attach themselves to you.
Archons, yes.
They would attach themselves to you for in a possession-like way.
Yes.
And they would just feed off of you. And that's why I wonder if you had been touched or scratched or messed with in any way.
Not that I remember. I totally could have been. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, Lex Hotep, why don't you add some of your wisdom and tell her what she might have been experiencing.
Well,
but
I mean,
she wants to ask you something first, Lex Hotep.
Sure, go ahead.
Isn't that crazy? What you guys believe me, right?
Oh yeah.
But isn't that the craziest thing? I saw that thing straight out of the mouth of madness. And let me tell you, me and Vernon yesterday went online and looked up in the mouth of madness, like the poster or the advertisement. The advertisement is not using that demon anymore.
Yeah, the original.
You can't find it anywhere.
The original poster had a vortex on it with a demon face coming out with his mouth wide open. That was the original poster for the mouth of madness, and it's gone. You cannot find it online anywhere. I don't know why they've gotten rid of it. They changed it and put a new one on it. But that's really not the point. But
I know, but that's so freaky that I saw it, and then it comes up in a horror flick.
13 years later.
Yeah.
Lex Hotep, why don't you share some of your wisdom with us on this situation?
Yes, please, Lex Hotep.
Well, I mean, you had a classic infestation. Sounded like he was one of the, or whatever it was one of the top tier of demons that had minions running around with, you know, talking. You said you heard voices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They feed off the energy of little children a lot. And, you know, they try to get you depressed and, you know, suicidal basically, you know, basically to destroy you.
They do that. They try to break you down and oppress you so they can actually possess you. That's their goal.
Can you tell them a little bit about how depressed they were?
Well, yeah, and it did depress her. She came very depressed. She was very afraid. All of the negative energies. And that's what they feed off of. And their major goal, their end game, is to actually possess. Now, possession isn't always like what you see on TV
with
the twisting of the head and the puking and things like that. Most of the time, you won't even know it's a possessed person because they're there to feed off of your energy. Would you agree with that, Lex Hotep?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I have a question to ask you. This is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I have a question for Missy Metal. Listen, do you think being so brave, going up there by yourself with that knife, was one of the reasons they did not try to touch you, because you showed them how brave you was. Do you think maybe that was something to do with it?
Interesting. I'm not quite sure. Maybe. Or maybe it pissed them off more and they just wanted to... I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, I can tell you guys from experience, just knowing this lady, that she's a very special kind of person. How do I say this without sounding like crazy? She is seems to be protected.
Also, you know, they only appeared to her, which shows you that she is special, but they were also afraid to try anything because of her bravery, I think.
Well,
so you do think that I showed bravery and that, so they kind of backed off?
It could be. You know, it could be that. Also, I believe you have a protection about you. I think Angel Gabriel and his minions are around you. They're surrounding you, and they protect you. You just have a special... You guys, when you meet her, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Even though she has a lot of physical issues, which I believe these demonic creatures caused.
I'm starting to really believe that,
yeah,
Vernon.
I think they did it to distract her away from her original purpose, because now she has to focus only on her.
And pain.
Due to her condition, which is extremely painful. And the pain and the conditions started right after they moved out of that house.
Yeah.
Well, they may have you physically, but mentally your spirit was so strong they couldn't hurt you. They couldn't touch you. And I think that was seen, and that's where you got help and protection from.
Yeah. I believe that too. You know, mentally, physically, yeah, they were able to hurt her, but spiritually and emotionally, they couldn't touch her.
Exactly.
They did, however, depress her a little bit, but it was situational.
The town, too.
Oh, and the town. Listen, this little old town
I moved into, it was a new town.
It was a new town, seemed to be controlled by these demonic entities, because all of them, every single person, including adults, was
constantly,
yes, were constantly harassing her.
And I mean, I can get along with anyone.
Now, I find that strange too, that an entire town...
They didn't just tease me either.
You know, they didn't just tease her. They harassed her. It was pretty brutal.
They hurt me too.
Yeah, they hurt her too. These people were trying to murder her, the whole town.
Obviously, somebody lived in that house before that opened a portal or a vortex to let these entities in, and they're still running amok. And I wouldn't be surprised if that, you know, that town, you know, conducted rituals and all kinds of bizarre things, you know, to get these entities involved in, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I think it might be a little different, Alex. This is we're talking about a very old house, you know, in Illinois. And Illinois is an extremely paranormal state, as you know, more so than some. But I think that they were under the influence of these demonic entities. I think, personally, from everything I've been told, I think the land itself was cursed by Indians. A lot of times, rival Indian groups would curse the land so that the other group could not live successfully on it. And
they would call in spirits and you know, have spiritual warfare and everything else too.
Right. And that also fits with the cloven-hoofed demon. You see what I mean? Because Every time these Indians do this, it always seems to be a cloven-hoofed demon
and
that's there.
And that demon walked around every night, and the doors would slam shut and open and shut. And but this town, okay, I walked into school, and we had to eat lunch in the library, and, you know, they're all big round tables, and I went to sit down, and I don't know, immediately they just started, like, attacking me.
And the teachers would do nothing about it. In fact, some would even participate.
They would participate. The whole lunchroom.
Vernon, you know, we've had shows in the past before where we talked about some people are actually demons, and that may be the case here too.
Yeah,
I'm wondering about that.
Yeah, but they was tell them what they start chanting, all of them together.
Okay, when I first sat down at the table when I moved there, they were all like, no, they didn't want me to sit down. Okay, so they're all covering their chairs up. Finally, I was like, motherfucker. And I yanked the chair away, and I got one. And I sat down, and I just sat there and started eating. And this dude was staring at me. I was like, what's your problem, dude? And he's like, oh, I know what you look like. You look like a fucking lizard. And I was like, fuck you.
Listen, guys. They called her a lizard. Why would they call her a lizard? What is a lizard? It's a reptile.
Yeah.
Why would they call her that?
I don't know. They said I looked like one.
And she doesn't. Trust me. But I'm wondering, see, if they're under the influence of these demonic presences, what are they? They are reptiles. Am I correct? And so...
Yes.
They are trying to transfer their ugliness on her. You see my point?
You know, 80% of the people or more, we all know they're brain dead morons. I mean, they're zombies. They do what they're told. They believe what they're told. They have no imagination as to believe beyond what they are taught. So, therefore, they hear something that's out of the ordinary or they hear something that's strange, they instantly pick on it. And that's a lot of that is that.
It seemed like nobody wanted me. They didn't want anybody new at their school.
Well, tell them what they chanted.
So this guy told me I looked like that, and he was like, all of a sudden he was like, lizard, 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 lizard. And the entire lunchroom,
including the adults,
including all the teachers and lunch ladies and every adult in there, the entire area all around me were chanting that, and it really hurt. I'm sorry.
It really hurt her feelings.
It really hurt my feelings.
And we're going to have to close up here, guys, because we're going to jump over. Lex Hotep, close us out here because we got to jump over in a minute to your broadcast webpage, and we're going to be talking with Joe on that one. So go ahead and give everybody the information of how to call in on yours.
Okay. Well, I don't have the call-in number until I get in there, but you can look us up. It's Voltage Paranormal Investigations Radio Show. Here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're fixing to jump right on over here in about 3 minutes. So join us over there. We'll give you the call-in number. We're going to be talking.
All right. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. It's too bad we only got 30 minutes because she has more to talk about with this. It's very interesting. And with that, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Lex Hotep. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Missy Metal, for being on the show.
You are so welcome.
We're out of here. Good night, everybody.
Missy Metal out. Thanks, Lex. Thanks, Joe.
Remember, we're going over to the Voltage Paranormal page. We're going to be talking to Joe.
You all have a good day, all.
You too.
Lex Hotep out. Madman 12 out.
Missy Metal out.